Many people remember learning how to write in cursive back in elementary school, yet many schools in several states, including Michigan, no longer require that it even be taught. This is Lisa Berry, and to some, penmanship matters. And our guest today would certainly agree. Let's welcome Hong Nguyen, who teaches cursive writing to second and third graders at Honey Creek Community School in Ann Arbor. Hi, Hong.
Hi, Lisa.
And also welcome Dale Penkala, who is a custom pen maker committed to encouraging young people to enjoy writing by hand using a pen they love. And you create pens, right?
I do, Lisa. Thank you for having us.
Do you think cursive handwriting is a dying art?
A lot of people say that. What I can see is coming back through like a few years now, because I see young people interested in writing and pens and writing instruments.
Why did they stop teaching it in schools? Do you know?
I think because of the so convenient of the computer.
Yeah, I think with the modern technology, with the cell phones and iPads and keyboards and laptops, it's become, I would say probably in most cases, people can, the kids can type faster than they can write. And so I think that's a big part of it.
So handwriting and cursive writing and fine pens is something you're both obviously passionate about. Can you share some of why?
Myself, people commented that I have good handwriting, but something about my handwriting that I didn't like until when I came to the U.S. and I found Michael Soule. He's one of the master penmen curriculum. So I fell in love with that because it gave me more information on how I should perfecting my handwriting. So I got interested in that, practices myself, and I'm happy to share the joy with people who have the same interest.
Do you think it's a way to express yourself, or do you just think it looks good?
Both. Because like I teach, most of my students are young kids and they were so proud that they can read and write in cursive.
Dale, you can tell us there are 12, what, master penmen? How does that work?
Yeah, we have 12 master penmen in the world, and these are certified masters. Hong was certified by Michael Soule, and he's one of the 12. And we've actually got another master penman right here in Brighton, Michigan, named Harvest Crittenden. And she's another master, one of 12 in the world.
So you, Hong, who teaches in Ann Arbor, are you trained with one of these people?
Yeah, I trained under Michael Soule, and I came to a few Harvest Crittenden seminar to learn more.
What ages are you teaching cursive writing to now?
I start from second grade. Because I didn't want to start with the first grade when their motor skill is not ready.
Well, the motor skills, are not developed. Do you teach it to adults as well?
Yes, at the pen shows.
All right, tell us about this pen show.
Well, the Detroit Pen Show is an area show for people that enjoy collecting pens, writing with pens, also pen makers. And we have seminars like Hong. She's going to be doing her cursive handwriting seminar on Sunday. All that information is on the website.
And we'll put a link to that on our website, wemu.org. You brought some of your pens with you, and we'll also put pictures of these. They're not cheap, right?
Noel, the one that you're holding right now is a Visconti, and it's a very nice pen. It's a $400 pen. Yes.
$400 pen. And you created this one that has part of a watch face on it?
Yeah, we call that a steampunk variation with watch parts. And so some people in the community would call it a steampunk watch part pen.
And you can write with it as well as look at it.
Absolutely.
And
a lot
it.
Of people get mesmerized by some of the pens that we create.
Is that a collection? Some people collect cookie jars and some people collect pens?
Absolutely. You know, in the pen community, it literally is a community. Most of the people that go to shows, especially the people that travel from one show to the other, they all kind of know each other. Just like when they come to shows, they know Hong. She also teaches the cursive handwriting classes in many different pen shows around the United States.
So people will come to a pen show like the one happening Sunday, October 20th in Detroit to learn how to write cursive?
There's a few different seminars. They have calligraphy, like copperplate.
And then collecting.
Something for everyone if you're into penmanship and cursive writing and expressing yourself that way in a time when students are really only learning keyboarding, texting, and printing out their words longhand. There's still this opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for both for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you for having us.